In her head, she heard laughter, as dark as the Yakko's black pelt. He stepped away from the carnage and sat, curled his tail around his feet, and began to bathe, making it clear he'd savaged the fowl for mere sport. Outraged, Ryoko lunged forward, her jaws snapping to close upon his throat, but nipping only air. Cunning stared back at her from tawny eyes. Again, the impression of laughter as the black fox leapt straight in the air and spun away, his tail whipping tauntingly in her face. She gave chase, following the wrongdoer far across the earth and even the ocean to a land she had not seen before. The Yakko evaded her, but she remained at his heels, nipping and yipping. He pranced just out of reach, more as if he led than fled. But to what purpose? Ryoko's eyes narrowed, and she nearly stopped her pursuit, not trusting this intruder from a foreign land. Only the black fox spun and nipped her nose sharply before giving another laughing cry and dashing away. All intention of giving up the chase left Ryoko's thoughts, and she pursued him to his native land. Suddenly, as his feet hit the soil of that other land, the wicked fox changed before her eyes, black fur flowing away until he wore a tawny hide, his legs lengthening as his body took on a rangy look, standing first on four legs, then on two, a mingling of canine and man. Her mind named him Coyote, a trickster god of whom she had heard before, even in her far-off land. He loomed over her, menace in his gaze and stance, but only for a fleeting moment. Instinct had her drop into a crouch, her ears pinned. The moment she cowered, the menace was gone, and mischief again lit his gaze. The trickster took the form of the beast once more, pranced and laughed in a barking cry, before vanishing before her eyes. Ryoko was left puzzled as to why he'd so clearly lured her here. She would have left this place herself, only a group of native men crept from the forest around her, bare but for leather leggings girding their hips. They had copper skin, not golden, their muscles flexing as they moved through the forest, bearing weapons, clearly on the hunt, as she was. One stood out, capturing her attention first by his wild golden eyes, then by his strength and pride, which were pleasing to her. He paused to look her way, almost as if he sensed her.
Takalo?
Fox, one of the other hunters murmured low in their native tongue.
What is it?
The leader shook his head and waved the other man silent before proceeding forward. Ryoko cloaked herself in mist, crouching as they passed, alert to their surroundings, but not her presence. Attracted by his intelligence and perception, as much as by the burnished glimmer of his copper skin, she forgot her retribution and followed the native man, drawn to him more with each passing moment. Before she could pursue, she felt herself drawn into the pocket realm, her fox self reverting to her kitsune form.
You cannot have him.
Ryoko flinched at the sudden, soft-spoken words as the eldest one appeared beside her. The youngest whined, deep and low in her throat, desperate not to be heard. If they could have in her current form, her ears would have flattened down. This was no fickle whim. He was meant for her. She knew it. Even his name, Takalo, decreed it. In his own Dakota language, he was branded fox. Surely, he was marked as hers from the moment of his naming. The urge to beg the eldest was strong, but such would not serve Ryoko well.
Come, child, it is time to go home.
May I not even play a while? The kitsune asked softly, her tip-tilted eyes lowered in respect, choosing a seemingly trivial tack as the surest to gain her desire. After all, if she could but be with him, she had no doubt the eldest would then see their love was destined. Ryoko schooled her face into a faint and charming pout, one that had for centuries softened the old one's heart. In silence, she peered out from the veil of her black-tipped, fox-red hair. Choru's gaze hooded in response. At her back there was a flicker, faint, as if of the afterglow of a